Welcome to season 4 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big health topics into small bites. I'm your host, naturopathic doctor Amy Neuzel, and this season we'll dive into something we are all familiar with, fatigue. What is it? Why does it happen? Most importantly, how can we fix it outside of this? Coffee. Also, you can enjoy the video version of this podcast on YouTube. The channel is at To Health With That. Can't wait to see you there. This week is kind of the last week of our introductory series, but I want to really talk with you about what gives you the feeling of having energy. And it's a bit of a long list, but I want you to understand that this matters because all of these different areas are areas where you can work. So, what is energy? Why do you have it some days and not others? It turns out it's actually a far more complex question than you would think, because so many factors have to come together for us to wake up in the morning feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. The good news is that there are some signals you can look at, like the times of day when you're feeling energetic versus the times of day when you aren't, to help you find the parts of this equation that may or may not need a little bit of fine-tuning for you. So obviously the biggie is thyroid hormones. Thyroid hormones give you energy. This determines a great deal about how much energy you feel in the background, right? This is your resting metabolism. So the easiest way to picture it is it's like how fast the engine revs in your car when you're not doing anything, right? There's no feet on the pedals. This is just the idle. So your thyroid determines how fast your idle is. People who idle at a higher level or have higher level of thyroid hormones tend to use more energy, they feel warmer, and generally act bouncier than people with a low level of thyroid hormones. So ways to suspect that your thyroid might be a problem is if when you stop doing things, you kind of melt and collapse. Or if that idle is just so slow, right? There's no get up and go, you feel cold, you feel tired, you feel sluggish, there's nothing in the tank. So it's like when you idle, you kind of turn off. Adrenal hormones also give you energy. And your adrenal glands are responsible for epinephrine or adrenaline and norepinephrine or noradrenaline. Also, cortisol comes from your adrenals, which is important in helping you to maintain your circadian rhythm and helping you to recover from those like adrenaline, epinephrine type fight or flight situations. Your adrenals do have a part in your background energy levels, and more specifically in stress and situation response. Fight or flight situations trigger a massive release of adrenaline and noradrenaline to help prepare your body to fight or flee. And then cortisol helps clean up the mess afterwards. In Western world's kind of stress-saturated lifestyle, where fight or flight lasts constantly, it's your entire workday. That is a problem, right? And so we'll devote a number of episodes to actually talking about adrenals, because this system takes a lot of weight, and supporting your adrenals can make a huge difference with deep fatigue. And a lot of us with that fatigue that feels like burnout, right? That is adrenal type fatigue. Sex hormones also give you energy. Woohoo! So for both genders, all genders, sex hormones play a big part in energy levels. For men, it's more dependent on healthy levels of testosterone coupled with lower estrogen, and that is what gives people who are biologically male a feeling of well-being and ability. For people who are biologically female, higher estrogen times of their menstrual cycle, if they happen to be a cycling woman, tends to have the highest energy levels, where the times in their cycle where progesterone levels are highest, like before their menses, are the lowest energy, more sleepy times. And so this balance really does have an impact on energy levels and on your day-to-day well-being. When these hormones do fall out of balance, energy levels, but also moods and fertility and many other factors can be affected. Neurotransmitters also give you a feeling of energy, including epinephrine and norepinephrine, which we talked about in the context of their action as hormones in the body. Dopamine is also a well-known neurotransmitter for raising feelings of energy, confidence, and motivation. Histamine, interestingly, the same histamine that's responsible for seasonal allergy symptoms, is also a neurotransmitter that contributes to the feeling of energy, and it's involved in a really complex way with your circadian rhythm. So histamine has to be high in the morning for you to actually have that feeling like you're ready to tackle the day situation. So if it's hard to get out of the bed in the morning, it could be many things, but one of those is actually low histamine. The actions that neurotransmitters have on our body is so complex and so multifaceted that it isn't always easy to say this is going to give you energy versus this is going to make you sleepy. Nutrients, food, and general nutritional status also gives you energy. So food provides two basic resources. One is calories. That's just your basic, like, this is the energy you use on a daily basis. The other is nutrients. And those are vitamins and minerals, and they help your body make resources such as hormones and neurotransmitters, but also cellular energy. So having stable energy relies on having availability of both calories and resources, nutritional resources, in a stable and steady way. The most direct source of caloric energy is actually sugar or starch, which breaks down almost immediately into sugar. And so blood sugar that fluctuates widely between highs and lows is actually one of the leading causes of fatigue and one of the easiest to fix, right? Because if you're always vacillating between this, like, I've got so much energy, I've got no energy. I've got so much energy, I've got no energy. That's not easy on your body. And ultimately, it makes you very tired long term, right? And so it also leads to things like irritability, anxiety, blood sugar problems like diabetes. So to prevent this, it's best to eat a balanced diet with good sources of fiber, healthy fats, and proteins, but that's lower in starchy and sugary foods. And that sounds a little bit counterintuitive because obviously sugar gives you immediate energy. It does. It just gives you the big crash afterwards and ultimately ends up making things worse. Having a good diet in an immediate sense gives you also the stable blood sugar that you need for caloric energy. And good diet over a long period of time provides you that background of nutrients. So you also have something called cellular energy. So your energy as a human is made partly of the energy of each of your component parts, which is your roughly 28 trillion with a T, cells. These cells have their own way of creating energy internally, which requires the nutrients from the food you eat, especially B vitamins. This happens in a cellular organelle called a mitochondria. And mitochondria is basically the power station for that cell. Many, many things can interfere with mitochondrial function, but especially nutritional deficiencies and especially B vitamin deficiencies, also heavy viral load and toxicity. So cellular energy is very often a factor in chronic fatigue and other complex disease states, including long COVID. And of course, we all know sleep and rest give you energy. One of the most obvious and immediate contributors to the feeling of energy is sleep quality. So by my age, one night of bad sleep is enough to throw me into like a complete and total state. It throws a wrench in the works, gives me a day of fatigue, inefficiency, and inability to really get things done, as well as some grumpiness. I got to admit, I get grumpy. Far more subtle is the influence of rest. And this is one I'm not good at, but I'm working on it. Rest is the counterpart to productive work. And it's kind of a forgotten stepchild these days. But rest is necessary to our successful functioning, and it increases productivity tremendously. And it's important in work and out of it. So knowing how to rest effectively can actually boost your energy, boost your mental alertness, and boost your productivity. And it's especially noticeable in mental energy. So if that's where you feel yourself burning down, consider adding rest to your day. I was going to say to your diet, but that's not the right thing. So understanding the factors that make you feel energetic will help us lay the groundwork for this season. And in the next episode, we start right into our small series on sleep. So be ready for that. Can't wait to see you. Thank you for being here today. See you next week.